Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Check, check. I guess we're using this one today. Good morning. Check, check, check. Yeah, that mic's dead. That mic's cooked.
Hit it. Hit it. No, that counts. I didn't try to hit. Because I turned it on
It
up.
The
and,
button won't turn on.
All right. I wondered why when I came in, that one was left on.
Say, would you look at that? We find out 1 minute after the show starts that my mic doesn't work. Hi, everybody!
Well, I would like to thank the afternoon show for letting us know.
I shan't blame it on anybody, I will say.
I will. It's called teamwork, man.
Teamwork.
If something don't work, say, hey, it don't work. So, I mean, at least you guys are always calling Rob. Call Rob and tell him that the mic doesn't work. I mean,
calling Rob.
Yeah.
It's our secret radio cabal.
Oh, if I hear from them, it's a complaint. So, I mean, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. You know what that means. Thursday means it's practically the weekend, y'all. It means it's practically the weekend. We've got football tonight. Only one college game, but we do have an NFL game to complement it. We've got college football on tonight, just the one game. We've got an NFL game on tonight, just the one game. However, Thursday's basically Friday, and Friday's basically Saturday, meaning that today is basically Saturday. Let's get it. What a day we got lined up. I think you have had a good week so far. I think today is only going to make it better. I assume you had a good week. Well, unless you're a Seattle Mariners fan, because, man, they got their asses beat last night. Can I tell you why I love sports right now, and I mean this? And I've been thinking about this since I stayed up. I watched two things last night simultaneously. Great one. I watched one baseball game. And I also finally got around to watching a cultural phenomenon that has been sweeping the nation that I've been putting off for a while. I simultaneously, because Rob Brown is nothing if not both well-rounded physically and culturally, and loves his sports. I watched last night a combination of the ALCS Game 3, and K-pop Demon Hunters. First off, screw you. It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Who are you saying screw you to?
It seems like there have been.
I already told you I watched it and I liked it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And I need you to know that was the reason that we watched it, because the wife and I were kicking around. We've got like three things we're trying to watch right now. The first is she acknowledged to me yesterday afternoon because I dropped a "Hey, you guys" on a couple of our friends that we saw, because I'm the dude that if I see you at, theoretically and hypothetically, if I see you at Home Goods while we're Halloween decor shopping, and I see you and you're my friend, I will 1,000% drop the "Hey, you guys" on you from the outside of the arena.
Is Home Goods worth going to?
Yes, we are big Home Goods people.
All right,
if you need it for your house, they got it.
Okay,
like anything short of like refrigerators and dishwashers, they got it.
Okay, because
decor every holiday,
we've driven by it before, and it's like, yeah, we gotta check that out.
The wife and I, big Home Goods guys. Big Home Good guys. So we saw a couple of friends of ours, and from I don't know, probably 30, 40 yards away, I dropped a "Hey, you guys." And she looked at me and she said, What is that?
Oh, I was afraid this was where you were
yeah.
going.
She said, what is that? And I said, what do you mean, what is that? Hey, you guys? She said, yeah, what is that from? I said, it's the Goonies. She said, I've never seen the Goonies. Wow. I said, all right, well, that's getting corrected immediately. But we also had two other things, which is she wants to watch the new Superman, which is now officially on HBO.
She still hasn't seen that yet.
Still hasn't seen it. And in fairness, like...
I was watching that again yesterday.
It's great. I've watched it, I think, 3 times. It's a great movie. We have this thing that we do where if one of us says, like, we always tell each other what we want to watch. And that way, if there's compounded interest in watching that thing, we schedule to watch it together. That's like we don't go out on dates anymore. I mean, we do. I'm being dramatic. But, like, we don't go out on dates if we can figure out, hey, what if we just stay home, sit on the couch together, drink a glass of wine, and watch something?
If you guys are spending time together, it's a date.
Yeah,
you don't actually have to physically go somewhere. Yeah,
no, we used to, like, that was our thing, is we used to go out all the time. And now we're like, what if we didn't do that? So the Goonies got added to the list. She told me that she does indeed want to watch the Superman movie, only because I sent her a clip. I was watching it when she was out of town, and I sent her a video of, I was sitting on the couch with our dogs when she was out of town watching the Superman movie, and there's a scene with Crypto the Super Dog, and my dogs were locked TFN on Crypto when he was on cam, and I sent her a video, and she's like, well, if they love it, I gotta watch it. So that's been on the list. And then there's been a lot of conversation about K-pop Demon Hunters, which I was like, all right, like, it doesn't seem like it's for me, but I'll give it a run.
Yeah,
and then yesterday,
you see the popularity, and it's like, okay, this is popular because little girls like it.
The difference.
And what I'm saying is, as far as you're going to say that I'm going somewhere I'm not, first of all, you know I like just about all pop culture. And second of all, I hadn't watched it yet because I wanted to wait and watch it with Silver. And I know that she had loved
That's
it.
That's the granddaughter, by the way.
Chris had watched it with his kids. Everyone had watched it. I just hadn't had a chance. And I wanted a chance to watch it with her. And as I watched it with her, she sat at the table and drew all three of the girls. Really good, by the way, which is, you know, it's bragging. Oh, my granddaughter is so good. I'll bring the pictures in. You'll be shocked. She's really good at 7. Anyway, it had nothing to do with, oh, this is a girly. Oh, it's a musical thing. It's an anime. I like anime, so you
see,
know.
I don't, and that is why I was kind of hesitant about it. But the wife came home; she's like from her trip, and she said, "I've watched it; it's really good. And not only is it really good, I think you'll love it." And I'm like, "Okay, cool, fine, I'll give it a shot." And I really was going to watch it to humor her, but yesterday before we left, Lonzo said that he had watched it the day before. He's like, "It's actually shockingly good." So I watched it last night; shockingly good, shockingly good. The issue was, it was the second most shocking thing that I saw yesterday. The first most shocking thing was Toronto going 5 gigantic dongs on the Mariners and putting 13 runs on the board to smoke Seattle.
Why is that
in
a surprise?
Three.
I mean, if you're at this point in the season, aren't you supposed to be pretty good?
You are, but they got their asses kicked in the first 2 games. And I was watching the post-game show after it was over. We finished up K-pop Demon Hunters, which again, like, even if that's not your thing, it's worth the watch. And I'm not going to lie, the music in it is just banger after banger, banger after banger. It's solid. So we finished up that in about the 6th inning of the baseball game. We went back in the bedroom. I put it on the TV in the bedroom thinking, like, all right, like, it's almost already out of hand, but you never know, right? Seattle does the rally shoe. I don't know if you've seen this. Instead of, you know, the traditional rally cap, right? Like, you take off your cap and you either put the end in and stand it on your head so it looks like a mohawk, or you turn it up inside out.
This
and
is
put
not the rally shoe-y. It's just a
rally shoe.
No,
just a rally shoe. Okay. As in, people in the audience take off their tennis shoe, put the bottom of the shoe on the top of their head, take the strings, tie it under their neck, and wear their shoe as a hat. It's the rally shoe.
I don't care. I already lost. What? Wow.
It's their thing. Again, it's one of those things that outside of the world of sports, it makes zero sense, and you look at someone and go, you're...
I don't think my strings are long enough to go around my big old head.
That just means you're... Okay. So, it is one of those things that outside of the context of sports, you would look at someone... If you went to the gas station and you saw a bro with a tennis shoe... with the bottom of the shoe on his head and the strings tied underneath his chin, you would say, somebody call the cops. This guy needs a mental health check. And that's the right decision.
You I would see say, 70, oh no, Clemson lost again. That dude finally lost it.
You see 27,000 people doing it at a baseball game, and I'm sitting there last night because this is late in the game. It's like 7th, 8th inning. The Mariners are down 8-9 runs. Clearly, Toronto's bats are just quite hot. And we got the TV on, and the wife looks up at one point, and she goes, what the is that? And I look at the TV, and there's like 9 dudes in a row with their shoe tied to the top of their head. And I said, it's a rally shoe. And she goes, isn't it supposed to be a rally cap? And I'm like, yeah, it is, but it's not. That's their own thing. You know, people develop their own thing. We've seen the rally monkey. We've seen the rally tiger. We've seen the rally towel. We've seen the rally possum. Like, when something happens that creates a thing, it becomes your thing. And I realized, as I was laying in bed, watching Toronto beat the brakes off of Seattle last night, I realized that my night went from not just watching but thoroughly loving a South Korean anime about an all-girl pop trio who uses music, energy weapons, dancing, and martial arts to beat back a bunch of demons into hell.
Forget about the power of friendship.
And the power of friendship. It was great. I went from that to having to explain to my wife why screaming at two friends of ours 30 yards away in Home Goods, hey, you guys, is actually hilarious, to then having to try to explain to my wife why it totally is normal for grown-ass men to tie their tennis shoe to the top of their head. That's like, why are you questioning these people?
I just looked it up. It's disturbing, for sure.
It's a choice. It's absolutely a choice. But in the context of baseball, for whatever reason, it totally makes sense. I not one time. She was like, why are you like, this isn't normal. And I said, no. It's totally normal if you're a baseball guy. I don't know how to explain it, but it was a jarring moment of reflection to look at a screen full of, and I mean thousands of people, with tennis shoes tied to the top of their head, and try to explain to someone that you love and you desperately want to find you normal and respect you, to look that person square in those gorgeous brown eyes and say, I need you to lay off the guys with shoes tied to the top of their head. They're totally normal Americans. Leave them alone. Like, there's no other context where that's anywhere close to normal. There's not. If you go anywhere else at any other time and you see a person with a tennis shoe with the, and by the way, this is from a dude who gets genuinely angry with my coworkers when they put their bare feet on any surface in this building that's not the floor. I get mad, not like, come on, man. Like, there is, and I mean this, in 4.5 years of being on the same show, 5.5 years of working together, there has been one in one time alone that I have genuinely been mad at and confrontational with Lonzo. And it's because he had his bare ass feet up on the desk like a child. And I was infuriated. That's it. And yet, last night.
You know you're daring me.
No,
I'm not going to do it, though, because I might hurt myself.
I will put your feet pics on the internet, and I'll make it weird. All right? I'll make it weird.
They're ugly feet.
So.
I got this toe thing going, and I just.
Okay, stop talking. Stop. No, right there. You're done. So, this is from a dude who has only ever been confrontational with coworkers in this building when they put their bare ass feet up on stuff. I despise the concept of the bottom of your bare feet being on places that people have to touch things. And yet, I found myself last night trying to explain to my wife why grown men who have been, by the way, You have to imagine wearing those tennis shoes all day long. And as it was the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning of a baseball game, you know that they had to go stand next to a urinal at least once in that baseball game. And if you've ever been in a men's bathroom at a sporting event of 20 plus thousand people, you know it ain't exactly the most sanitary place in the world.
This just took a turn for me because I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And yet these men who were having these, and by the way, let me just say, not just men, there were some lady rally shoes out there too. And I respect the buy-in. I do. But there were some grown-ass men and women who wore those tennis shoes into a bathroom at a sporting event, went back to their seats, took off that tennis shoe, took the bottom of that tennis shoe, planted it firmly on top of the noggin, and then strapped that son of a biscuit down like that. And I thought to myself, there's no other place where if I was to take a tennis shoe, tie it to the top of my head, I would not be rightfully Baker acted in that moment. And yet, me, guy who hates people's other bare feet being around me, I looked at my wife and I'm like, stop judging these people. This is totally normal and acceptable. Sports are the best, dude. Like, sports are the best. 20,000 people with dirty-ass shoes on directly skin-to-skin on the top of their noggin.
They're also putting their feet down on the stadium floor.
Everywhere.
Whatever. Yeah.
They were in
You've seen how much spilled
bathroom.
Stuff is all. I'm talking about when they put the shoe on their head, their socked feet or not socked feet are going down on the stadium part and then going back on their shoe later.
Yeah. It's
Does this require alcohol, or do you think...
I can't imagine that every person in that building was boozed up.
You've been to college football games before, so, I mean, it's a good possibility.
So, there had to be...
I'm just saying, for some people, they might need that little extra push to do that.
It's sports. I don't think so. I don't get me wrong. I have no doubt
that. So you're saying this, and there's a picture of Cam Scataboo that just popped up on my. Just like a bunch of Cam Scataboos out there.
To your
point.
So
maybe I get it.
To your point, the behavior of Cam Scataboo on football Sunday is not alcoholically impacted or influenced. That's just how he is.
Right. What I was trying to say is I'm trying to picture a stadium full of Cam Scataboos putting shoes on their head.
I mean, again. There's no other context. Zero other context.
So if you were a fan of this team, would you do it?
If I was at the game, I got to tell you, I'm going to keep it a buck. That's a question I can't answer. Hmm. I mean it.
Or you don't want to answer.
No. I can't answer it. Right. It's kind of like that conversation that you always have where, I don't know if anybody, scratch that. I know you do this because this has come up on the show before. When the wife and I go out to eat, or when I go out to eat at all with anybody, when I go out to eat, when we sit down at the table, and I think this is a man thing, though it could be an everybody thing. When I sit down at a restaurant, one of the first things I do is I go ahead and I plan out my exit strategy. I know that if Al-Qaeda bust in, to take down the restaurant. If Hans Gruber walks in to take us all hostage, I have my exit plan. I know where the exits are. I know where I've got cover to duck behind. I know where I can guide the people I'm with to get them up out of there safely. I've got my exit strategy. However, if somebody ever kicks down the door and is carrying a gun and it's go time, let's keep it a buck. You don't know how you're going to react in that moment. None of us do. Some guys will 1,000% be able to up and get it done. And some guys are going to b-hole clench and shut down and become a statue, right? Like, that's how it works. I think this is it's obviously a dramatically less dramatic situation, but I think it's the same thing. I got to tell you. I don't know if it would be based on the run total. Like, if we're down 13-1, I'm probably way less inclined to put that dirty-ass shoe on the top of my head. But if it's Game seven, bottom nine, we're down one, one on, two outs, Vladdy's at the plate. I'm probably pretty inclined to be like, all right, I got to do it. I got to do it one time.
I would do it
because
I'm
not
going
to walk out of here taking the L and thinking if we just had that much more karmic energy in the stadium.
Okay, only baseball, but I guess.
You think it's only baseball?
I think it's mostly baseball. I mean, baseball more than any other sport.
That's probably fair. That's probably
if I wasn't wearing slides right now, we'd come back from the break and I'd be wearing a shoe on my head. But
that's dumb. That's a dumb thing to do.
I don't care.
It's a dumb thing to do.
It's for the show.
It's dumb unless you're in a ballpark watching a baseball game, and then for some reason it makes total sense. Hey, we got a lot of sports we got to get to. It's time for a early but not too early, but a little bit early look at the football weekend upcoming. We have got to talk some baseball. Mariners just absolutely big dongs everywhere last night. Over the Mariners. We got both games on tap today. NLCS Game 3 back in L.A. The Dodgers look dominant. But I also said yesterday, I don't think the two home teams are going to win a game. And then Toronto immediately pops off last night. Here's the take. I don't know what the hell's happening. In baseball, in football, I don't know what's going on. But we're going to do our best to break it all down. He's Alonzo. I'm Rob. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. 4 hours of absolute gas starts now on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's okay, everybody. We fixed it. And by we, I mean Lonzo. And by it, I mean the microphone. We're back to normal. Huzzah! Welcome in, folks. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the... It's the Fan Upstate. Wow.
Way to go, Bobby Brady. That was awesome.
It was
Peter Brady. That was Peter Brady. That was before your time, but still.
Marsha. Brady Bunch. I mean, it was before my time.
You saw the movies. You probably didn't see the actual series, so.
I'm going to drop this on you right now. Buddy, I was a Nick at Night fiend back in the day. And now I'm at the age where Nick at Night shows that I watched when I was also watching Nick at Night back in the day. That's rough. You been following this Tua Tagovailoa story? I'm not there yet. I did have it dropped on my head yesterday.
Maybe someday, you never know. I might be able to play that and it'll be true.
It was dropped on my head yesterday that I have been at this radio station for now 5.5 years. And that half is big because 3 days ago I turned 40 and now I'm more than halfway to 41 already. And it just keeps getting worse.
You got what, like 3 months? That's more than halfway. When's your birthday?
I got 4 months.
Okay.
I'm well more than halfway. It's rough. You follow this Tua Tagovailoa story at all? So
I heard this morning him apologizing.
Yeah. So Tua Tagovailoa, after the Dolphins lost again this past weekend, they get walked off by the Los Angeles Chargers. After the game was over, Tua Tagovailoa was doing his postgame press conference, and he was asked, and I'm going to paraphrase the reporter here, great one, but he basically said, he basically got asked, what the is wrong with your football team right now? And Tua Tagovailoa went on this, I don't know, I guess rant of sorts. Tua Tagovailoa said, well, it's about accountability. I'm paraphrasing, but it's pretty close. It's about accountability. And he said, we've got guys who aren't coming to player-only meetings. We've got guys who aren't doing the extra work that you've got to do in order to be great. We've got guys who aren't doing the extra work that is required to be a good football team right now. And
so that's exactly what a coach would do when they're trying to motivate. It's okay for a coach to do it, not a player?
Yeah, because you are not just a player. You're the quarterback, man. If guys are not living up to the expectation, if guys are not meeting the expectations, it starts with the leaders of the football team. And it would be one thing if Tua Tagovailoa was Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Drew Brees. But he's not. He's not. Tua Tagovailoa had 3 interceptions in that game. And you know that young Rob Brown is one of the first to jump in here. I have a statistic that I utilize called the NHF. That is an interception thrown by and put on the stat sheet of a quarterback that I believe is genuinely not his fault. He hits a receiver in the numbers and the receiver doesn't catch the ball and it pops up in the air. That's not on the QB. He throws an inside slant to a receiver who very clearly ran the wrong route. That's not on him. I keep NHF interceptions. None of those were NHFs, or at least not obvious NHFs to me. Tua Tagovailoa was just bad. And in the moment, it's not even like this is a Tuesday or Wednesday, and everybody's had 2 or 3 days to settle down. Everybody's had 2 or 3 days to address it. Everybody had 2 or 3 days to go over, watch the game film, come up with their mistakes, whatever. This is in the, as the great band Asia said, heat of the moment. Not ideal. And so Tua Tagovailoa has been taking a bunch of crap for the past couple of days. And I got to tell you, I think justifiably so. I do not think you, as the guy who is, whether you are or are not, supposed to be the team leader, is the guy that should grab a mic and go, everybody on this team sucks except me. Like, that's not the move. You don't get, look, I'm not even saying he's wrong. Maybe that is a deal. Maybe that is a thing. Maybe Mike McDaniel could come out the next press conference like 5 minutes later and go, yeah, everything Tua just said is exactly correct and what is happening right now. But when your team is imploding the way that it is, that's not going to help, man. It's just not going to help. And there's this weird line that I find myself regularly trying to walk a razor's edge of, there are times where you must call out the bull that people are spewing. And then there are times, and this is the side of me that worked in public relations, there are times when things are not going right, when things are bad, that a leader needs to say, you know, it's on me, I'm not doing enough, I'm going to work harder, yada, yada, yada. You know what it is, and I'm looking for, and this is almost ironic considering I've spent years making fun of this. They need that Tim Tebow moment, right? That Tim Tebow speech that he gave about, I promise you, nobody's going to work harder and nobody's going to go harder than we are and I am. And I mean, such a speech that, as respectfully, at the time, I was like, this is what the kids will describe one day as cringe, man. But it worked. It worked. That team was a different team after that. It was such a different team that the University of Florida, and this is true, I've seen it, took that speech, put it on a bronze plaque, and attached it to Ben Hill Griffin Stadium down in Gainesville, Florida. That's the moment they need. That's the leader that they need. And instead, Tua's out there dropping a bomb on his whole squad. Well, yesterday, Tua Tagovailoa got to the microphone and effectively apologized for what he said in the immediate emotion after the game was over. Like, that's not it. In fact, you know what? Just because we're here, and why not? Here is, and let me see if I can. Let me make sure I got my sound coming from the right place. Here, yes, I do. Is what Tua said that got everybody kind of up in arms. So let me say two things. Number one, it is the first like few seconds of this clip that I think really got Tua in trouble. Buddy, you are the guys. Like, you're the guys. You are one of the guys. In fact, not only are you one of the guys, you are the guy of the guys. You're the quarterback. So to get up there that he's not the guys?
No, we don't know that he's the only leader on the team or the leader.
You're the leader. You're the quarterback.
It's not always the quarterback. It's not always the quarterback.
Give me a team. It's not. Give me a good team that the leader, that the quarterback's not a leader.
Sometimes a defensive guy
Wait. I didn't say where he's the only leader, but give me an offense, a successful offense, where the quarterback is not a leader. You can't, because there's not one. You're the quarterback, man. If your team is good, your quarterback's a leader. Go look. Is Baker Mayfield the leader of the Buccaneers? You're damn right he is.
He just went prime example, though. I mean.
Okay, NFL. Any team above 500, give me a quarterback that's not the offensive leader.
We'll have to go look at the record.
There's not one. Don't waste your time. There's not one.
Because I was going to go Arizona, but.
Not a good team.
Okay.
Give me a good team.
I think we started at the beginning of this week saying we don't know who's the team in the NFL.
Correct, but we know who the bad ones are. We know who the bad ones are. And hell, I don't even go, so some of the bad teams, the quarterback
is
still
Spencer
a leader.
Spencer Rattler is the leader?
No, I don't think he is, and I got to tell you, a good chunk of the reason why is, and I've been on it with Saints fans, because you got half the fan base that's just crapping on this dude, but it's not his fault.
Sam Darnold, known as a leader?
Right now, yes. Did you not watch the Vikings last year? Why do you think he got $100 million?
I mean, he's playing well. That doesn't mean he's the leader of the team. I don't think there is a team that has one single leader.
I didn't say one single leader. I said the quarterback is a leader.
He said leaders. So he's calling out the other leaders. He's not calling out. He may be calling out himself.
Let me try it again.
All right,
you're the guys.
Leadership can be multiple people.
Nobody's arguing that.
Well, you kind of are.
No, I'm not, Lonzo. Listen to what I'm saying.
You said my name.
The quarterback is expected to be a leader. Not the leader, not the only leader, a leader. Is this what a leader sounds like in a football locker room? No.
If it's okay for the coach to do it, it's okay for him to do it. If those people, if those guys aren't showing up late, he called them out. Maybe they show up on time now.
Cool. If we have a meeting with the boss and we go down there and we're having a conversation and he's upset about some stuff, you know what I'm going to start doing? Well, I got to tell you, boss, if Lonzo would push the buttons the right way, if Lonzo would do this the right way, you would beat my ass in the parking lot.
First of all,
it would be justifiable.
I am nonviolent. And second of all, we've like together been in front of the boss like 3 times. So
that's why it's a hypothetical. But it has happened. What if I just said, oh, you know, I got to tell you, I guess I'm not communicating for Lonzo what is expected here. I guess I'm not communicating what's expected at him. You'd be furious.
No, I'd interrupt you because that's what I do.
I'll just let that one float there. Look, Tua apologized yesterday. I got to tell you, it doesn't matter.
He should not have apologized.
He absolutely should have. But it also doesn't matter that he did, because here's the reality. It's too late, my dude. It's too late. Like, half of you, I can almost, I'm not in the locker room, but I have been in locker rooms.
The most accurate quarterback in the NFL doesn't apologize to no one.
And I would be willing to say right now, it's too late, because that locker room is out onto it. I'm going to say that yesterday, Tua Tagovailoa finished his time with the Miami Dolphins. Because I can't, whether it's a new head coach, they run it back with Mike, they won't. But whatever happens, I can't have that guy as my QB. We just got walked off. We're 1-5. We suck. We're at the bottom of the league in every stat. I cannot have a quarterback, man, that goes out there and says, yeah, the guys just aren't doing their thing. Go out there, own it. Get everybody on the same page. Because I promise you, half the locker room's like, oh, cool. So if things go bad and he throws 3 interceptions, he's going to grab a mic and start going,
it's everybody's fault but mine. I'm actually amazing.
Nah, bruh. That ain't it, dog. That ain't it. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Associated Press has dropped their mid-season All-American poll. Now, I know some of you may not care about that at all, and that is fair. I have obviously spent quite a bit of time this year specifically pointing out the fact that in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion that the Associated Press polls to me aren't anything that I really necessarily care about. Not that they're worthless, but that I think there are a lot of people, and I think it has been proven by those people tweeting, I think that there have been people who have proven that they aren't necessarily fans of the game. And this is something that Josh Pate has been on for a while, and I think he's absolutely correct. I think that there are people that cover the game that don't love the game. I am at the point now where I believe that all of the people in charge of the game don't love the game, or at least don't love the game as much as they love making money off of the game. But I would like to think that the people who cover the game love the game. There is another take that has been held by a long time by Brandon Walker of Barstool Sports, who is another big college football guy. And his thought has been for a very long time that one of the issues we have in college football is that the majority of coverage is done by beat writers who are dialed in on one team and not college football at large. And that dialing in on college football at large is a very difficult thing to do, because even if you are only paying attention to, you know, teams that are inside of the AP Top 25, think about how much there is to that. You were talking about having to follow the press conferences of 25 head coaches, the performance of 25 quarterbacks, 50-plus wide receivers, 250-plus offensive linemen. It's a lot. And we are at a point where, progressively, and I do feel qualified to make this statement, the overwhelming majority of fans really only want to hear about their team. This is one of the criticisms that I have taken as a radio show host for a very long time. I do this show probably to my own detriment to some degree. I don't do the Rob Brown Show and never have as a show that is exclusively going to cover local teams. I have a belief that many of you, and I might be incorrect, who knows? I have a belief that many of you like to hear, and I've done this on polls, and overwhelmingly, when I have asked this question, y'all, as a group, as the Armada, have reinforced my belief that most fans, or at least a significant chunk of fans, do like sports at large. Not just, oh, I only want to tune in to hear about my team and my team exclusively, or my team and the teams that directly impact my team, but this show has always kind of had a national perspective talked about from a local perspective. We're going to talk about the national picture from a local perspective. So, I think that is why I cover a little bit of anything and everything. And one of the outcomes of a lot of people nationally really only wanting to hear about their team is that people who get into impactful positions covering college football don't really have a grasp of everything that is happening nationally. It's pretty much the team they cover and the teams that are directly connected to the team that they cover. So I don't really get super concerned about the AP poll, with the exception of it absolutely 10,000% has a impact on the polls leading up to the first college football playoff poll and the first college football playoff poll itself. And if it has an impact on the first college football playoff poll, it absolutely then, by default, has an impact on the last college football playoff poll, the one that matters. So, a lot of the AP stuff, I pay attention to it because it matters, but I don't take it as gospel. That being said, the AP midseason All-American teams have been released. And I'll just give you some overall perspective. Ty Simpson gets QB1. Not a shock to me. Ty Simpson has been phenomenal. The man is completing 71% of his passes. He is responsible for 18 touchdowns, just one turnover. The best tutty to turnover ratio of any power quarterback. Running back, Ahmad Hardy from Mizzou. The reason that Mizzou beat South Carolina was Ahmad Hardy. He has been incredible. 782 rushing yards, second in FBS. 9 rushing touchdowns, leads the country, second in the country there as well. He's been great. Across the rest of the AP All-American midseason team, Justice Haynes is the other running back from Michigan. Mario Craver and Makai Lamone from Texas A&M and USC. The tight end, Michael Trigg from Baylor. Your offensive line, Spencer Fano, Carter Smith, Vina Ione, Emmanuel Pregnon, Logan Jones from Utah, Indiana, Penn State, Oregon, and Iowa, respectively. Across the first team defense, players from Miami, A&M, Ohio State, Texas Tech, Texas Tech, Texas Tech, that's 3, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, that's 3, and Texas. Then I go to the second team. I look down the second team. Your second team as it stands right now. On offense, Indiana, UTSA, shout out, NC State, Ohio State, Arizona State, Ole Miss, Miami, Duke, Texas A&M, Georgia Tech, Florida on offense. On defense, Texas Tech, Miami, Iowa State, Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Indiana, Nebraska, and USC. There is, across the first and second team, All-American squads on offense and on defense, there are 0 Gamecocks or Clemson Tigers. 0. None. Not 1. Now, there's a lot of teams that don't have any. But I don't think you're super worried about that. I think you're worried about your own. And so the question that I have to ask then, because this is, as far as I am concerned, and again, I don't know the deep history as much as many of you as fans do, so correct me if I am incorrect here, but Zoe, in the time that you've been covering the Gamecocks of South Carolina, is it fair to say that this year's roster is likely one of the, let's say, best 2 or 3, just on paper talent, one of the best 2 or 3 of this century?
I can't say that. No.
Okay.
I cannot. I don't know what you expect. I cannot say that. The Connor Shaw years, those guys, when Lattimore and all those guys, those were when Spurrier was there successfully year after year after year until the end, those rosters were better than this roster now.
Okay, that's fair.
And to me, Connor Shaw is the best quarterback who ever played for South Carolina. I think statistically that's bears out also.
I don't disagree, and I have a take on that. Actually, I don't have a take. I mean, I do have a take, but I have a take that is supplemented by somebody else that I'm going to get to later on in the show. But we'll get to that later on. Jacob says 2010 through 13 Gamecocks were a different level. Okay, so
you weren't here for that, and for being able to hold up the 5. There were just so many things that you could when people were going behind Dabo's head and holding up 5, and it just made them furious. It was. The highlight of South Carolina so far.
Okay, let me clarify. I didn't ask for most successful. I said talent, just those on paper. You can argue they were more talented,
for
too.
For sure.
That's fine. Here's what I would say. I think last year's roster was one of the most talented of all time, if only for the fact that You sent more NFL talent than you've ever sent in the history of the program. That says something to me. But wherever you put it, I would say last year specifically, and this year closing the gap, they are some of the best Gamecock rosters of all time. Nobody even cracked the second team. As far as Clemson goes, regardless of what you think about them on paper, they were expected coming into this year to be the consensus ACC champion. And they were expected to by many people, including myself, who went on national shows and said, this team can win a national championship. Obviously, they're nowhere near that level. But none. So, this to me, and I've given you 100 times, I think there are 5 things that must be considered about the development of a college football program. The first is the foundation itself. The foundation is the culture of the program. If you've got a crack in that, you've got nothing. But if you've got a good foundation, then there are 4 pillars that you build a college football program on top of. Player acquisition, player retention, player development, and game day execution. Those are the 4 things you have to do. If you've got specifically Clemson, but I would say it should be a concern for the Gamecocks as well. If you've got 0 players anywhere on these rosters, none, not one anywhere, and I am seeing teams show up here like Texas Tech. Granted, they've got that NIL fund that they leaned on. But Texas Tech, Utah, Iowa.
The majority of the teams you're talking about are the top-rated teams.
I don't disagree.
And they are all really good.
But that is part and parcel of my point here. I am seeing players that crack the All-American list from UTSA, from Duke, from Iowa State. Now, granted, it's a good team. From Nebraska. From Troy, from Houston. If those teams can send at least an All-American, should you not be able to? The answer to me is yes. And then the next thought I have is, if you have it, that means that one of those, at least one of those 4 pillars is broken. Either it is you're not acquiring good enough talent, you're not retaining good enough talent after you've acquired them, you're not developing talent good enough, and if you are developing, then you're not keeping them, but you're not developing that talent, or you're just not executing on Saturdays in a way that gets your players noticed. It means that there is either a crack or one of those 4 pillars is broken, and that is, was, and has been my big concern about both of these programs right now is, can we identify which of those 4 pillars is either cracked or falling apart, and can you fix it? Because if the answer to that is no, you're just going to be stuck where you are. I've given you my theory on which of those pillars is cracked at which school. For Clemson, I don't think you're developing guys, and I think the Saturday execution is bad. For South Carolina, I don't think you're acquiring the talent you need to, and it's going to be tough to get there, but I don't think you're acquiring the talent that you need to, and I don't think you're executing on Saturdays. That's why you don't have a player on this list. And the University of Texas San Antonio has 1. Texas Tech has 5 total. That's why. Can you fix it? You know what's not cracked or broken? You know what stands tall amongst the ashes of the sports landscape every day? Lonzo Sports Flash.
Wow, that's pressure. In MLB playoffs, the Toronto offense showed up big in a 13-4 win over Seattle in Game 3 of the ALCS last night. The Blue Jays had 5 home runs, including 3 off of Mariners starter George Kirby. The Mariners led the series, or lead it rather, 2-1 with the Game 4 tonight at 8 p.m. in Seattle. Led and lead are same, spelled the same way. Carolina Panthers running back Chuba Hubbard announced he expects to play when Carolina plays at the Jets this Sunday while he was injured. Backup running back Rico Dowdle, I can't roll my R's, recorded 473 scrimmage yards in 2 games. Head coach Dave Canales would not commit to a specific plan at running back, but said both players would play. A lawsuit filed in Ohio seeks to make one of the nation's most sought-after recruits eligible to receive NIL money as high schooler Jameer Brown, the number 1 receiver in the 2027 class, is suing the Ohio School Athletic Association, claiming they are preventing him from making $100,000 a year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.